It felt good. You know, it felt good to be back out there making some plays and you know, converting on some third downs and moving the chains for my team.
Victor, what was going through your mind as you do the salsa dance?
Well, first it was, you know, make sure I'm doing this right so my grandmother's proud. Secondly, was just, you know, I was just, it was an honor to be there, representation of her. Felt like she was there with me. And, you know, right after I was done, I kind of looked up and just held my hands up to her, just letting her know that one was, you know, that one was for her. So it was a great feeling. And I was glad we, you know, more so got the win, but I was glad I was able to do, you know, the salsa for her.
Was it difficult to play in these circumstances, you know, after the week you had?
You know, not really. I mean, once you step on the field, you know, it's time to take care of business. But, you know, it's always that, you know, in the back of your mind, you're thinking about it and you understand that, you know, it's something that's going to be on your mind throughout the game. But you try to block it out. You try to just, you know, take care of your business, understand what your team needs you to do to perform. And you just kind of play through it.
How much fun is it to play in a second half?
For me, it's fun. You know, it's pressured, obviously, because, you know, we're down and we got to win and we got to score. But, you know, for me, I know we're going to throw it a bunch and we're going to, you know, we're going to have to convert some big plays. And I was just happy to make some of those plays for my team and really stretch the field and just get open for Eli to have somebody to throw it to.
Knowing how a team's foot is and everything, are you amazed? How do you look at him?
I'm proud of him, man. You know, that's a guy that's battled through injury, you know, not just one, but, you know, a multitude of things throughout his career. And for him to come out like that and play through a foot that was bothering him and you know, fresh off of surgery, it's just, you know, I'm just inspired by his play and inspires me to go out there and play even better and play even more inspired football, because that guy right there, he's definitely, he's battling through some things and he's still out there fighting for us.
Victor, aside from catching the ball today, what was the difference today?
It was, you know, we had to fight. We had to fight. We were down a ton, and we just had to fight every down. Every possession was crucial, and every time we had the football, we had to make sure we took care of it. And you know, this week it was just a lot of pressure, and you know, last week it was just a matter of it being a big game, a pressure game, and we just, you know, first one out the gate, we came out a little rusty, but this one we knew we had to win it, and we had to play out our best, and we did that today. I felt focused. I, you know, spent a lot more time, you know, more than I usually do in the meeting rooms and watching film at home and just making sure I knew everything that was going to come at me, you know, during this game. And I felt like I conquered that. I felt like nothing was a surprise for me, and I responded well.
Eli said that on the touchdown that you had kind of talked about that with Marcus. What did you see, and feel you had set up?
We just saw the specific coverage that they were playing, and we knew we had an opportunity to run right past them on that specific play call. And you know, once I saw the coverage and it was the exact coverage that we had talked about, I just, you know, I took advantage of it and ran past them, and Eli threw a great ball, and I caught it and was able to run into the end zone.
Do you have anything you do with the line of scrimmage there? Did you know it going in? Tell us just a little bit how that unfolded for you and Eli.
No, it's kind of just part of the read. It's kind of part of the read. If we see that coverage and we see that we can, you know, run past that guy and that specific coverage, it's part of the read. So we see it and we just take advantage of it and run right past it.
And for personally, like when you see now you have that lane inside the sideline and you're obviously focused on getting to the end zone, you also have other things on your mind this week. So what is that last few yards like, and at what point does your grandmother come into your mind?
Well, she came into my mind as soon as I caught it. I knew there was, you know, nobody in sight, and I was just trying to beat that safety, make sure he didn't get a hand on me. And you know, once I got about to the three, I knew it was time to honor her, and I knew she was with me. And it was almost like the place kind of went silent, and I was just there dancing with her. So it was a good moment for me.
We know that through the stories you told us that she's going to taught you the sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? I mean, why are you so close? Just tell us a little bit about the relationship.
She was just, you know, I grew up with her in the same household for about 9 years, and she was just always the one that was, you know, when my mom was at work, she would come out and get me from being outside playing with the kids, and she was always cooking for me. She basically took care of me, you know what I'm saying, and for a large sum of the day before my mom got home. So she was like my second mom, man, and it was just, you know, her cooking, her just a little thing that she told me, and you know, I was basically spoon fed till I was about four because she wouldn't let go. But it was she was just everything to me, everything from an inspirational person, from, you know, emotionally she helped me, spiritually she would take me to church, and you know, she was just everything to me.
Having the foot injury and
missing time. Has there been points where you were concerned about what he could give this team this year?
No. I mean, every time I speak to him, he's always positive, and you know, the times that he's practiced, he's always gave his best effort, and he's always he's always out there giving, you know, catching the football well, running his routes well, and so it was never a question for me. I just understood that he had to you know, battle himself and just go out there and keep making plays for us.
Did you lose three guys on the offense right from the very beginning? How much of a concern was that for you guys?
It was a little bit of a concern, but we knew, you know, we had the personnel to keep battling and keep fighting. And we knew, you know, everybody knows this offense. Everybody that had to step in understood this offense, and they just had to step up and make plays. I think Andre Brown played great football today. He was running the football well, and you know, guys stepped up. Reuben Randall stepped up today. Ramses Barden had a good catch. So it was definitely a good game for those guys.
How Eli is, you know, went in that situation when he had so much to overcome at the end of the game?
He's just calm. He's resolved. He's, you know, unflappable. He's the same guy that, you know, in the Super Bowl didn't panic and was just, you know, throwing the football and we were catching him. So he didn't panic. He wasn't, you know, yelling or anything like that. He was his normal calm self calling the play calls, and we were just following orders.
Thank you.